This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.
And now we have here in conference site Tor Henrik Ekblom. What do you think about these kind of meetings? You have meet again old friends here.
Yes, one of the good things in this EDXC conference is that you meet old friends. Well, the association is 36 years old, and being one of the person who were creating the whole EDXC in Denmark, where I lived at that time, and there are still nice people around. I think the conference is a very important social event as well, that people get to see each other. Normally we might be in contact with internet or email, and but now this face-to-face thing is very important.
What kind of receiver you have at the moment?
I'm using the AOR 7030 receiver with an active antenna. Eskan Edvis is manufactured in Malmö, Sweden, and it's a very good. It goes very well on short wave and medium wave and long wave, whatever.
And you are living at the moment here in Finland?
Yes, after I've been 40 years working abroad for the Finnish Airlines and for the Finnish Tourist Board, and I got retired here 2 years ago and moved back. That was the planning from the beginning, and we are now happily having built a new summer house in Savo and Savolax in the eastern lake district of Finland, and this will be the real DX paradise, because now I'm building up the new antenna park there.
That's fine. Now, after this interview, we are going to this Digita station, Breivik. What do you think about this listening condition here in Pori? Are there many difficulties to hear some station?
Well, I haven't listened myself so much here in Pori, but I have some radio connection with Pori from the spot on the old radio site for Radio Finland, because I was the guy who put up and produced the programs in English for Radio Finland in 1958, and now it's again putting down 44 years later, but it has been great fun that our DX program, which started in 1958, created then the shortwave department of Radio Finland to quite great capacity, and now they have made new plans due to financial problems and nothing to do about that. But maybe we have to try again within 2-3 years. I'm not dead yet, so we had maybe to persuade them to start the English progress again in a couple of years, when maybe the financial situation will again get a better state. And so I hope that really that would be the case. Now they have the new transmitter site here in Breivik, and it will be very interesting. I've never been there before, so it will be very interesting to see how it looks like.
Do you remember those guys who are beginning of this DX program in Radio Finland?
Oh yes, very well. Now, I was producing the text and on the program's content as such, and choose the melodies played and so on. But at that time we had Börje Hjelm, who was Finna DC-3 pilot that time. Now he's retired. He flew also the DC-10s. He's still living. He's 75 years old. Unfortunately, one of the main speakers was Marcus Salander, who died in a tragical train accident in London. here 5, 6 years ago. And then was, of course, Eric Gagneur, who is retired, and we had one Svein Kokberg, who lives in Stockholm at the moment, who was also talking to in this radio program.
Did you receive many letters to listeners?
Oh, yes. Well, we started out with a 50-minute program monthly, and it increased, I think, up to in a two hours program until Radio Finland took over the whole programming. We got more letters to our program than to the entire shortwave department at that time. So I think it was very popular, and that was a nice memory that one could say that Finland's DX Club at that time really put something to be going here on the shortwave.
And back nowadays, is this DX in a thing, lifetime thing?
It is. I have I'm celebrating my 50 years of DXing. I started in 1952, so I have 50 years anniversary this year, and I'm not going to stop now. I really have, being retired now, I have time to listen. So I listen actually every day, at least 4 hours, and
night or day.
Mostly at night, yes. I'm doing quite a lot of Latin American DXing. Besides, I was the editor for 30 years for the World Radio Handbook on the Latin American side. So on that was a side thing what I did for the Danish, and so that has always been a special interest for me, the Latin America.
Thank you very much, Tor Henrik Ekblom.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, that was Tor Erik Torre Ekblom. We have in here this conference going on DRM, Digital Radio Mundial, the present and the future. Mr. Magnus Wigberg from Terracom Sweden is presentation that in next room. But for now, this was DJ Hacker reporting in here, EDXE Conference, Pori. We'll be back again. Bye-bye.
This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.